إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Alhamdulillah, in the continuation of the series of the Muslim family, we found out that the law, what going to constitute the life of the family, going to organize the relationship, what we supposed to teach and train the children to do is one verse in Surah An-Nahl. And that verse, I talked about it in two khutbah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. Allah ordered us to do three, and I explained those, and to stop three. And we found out that Allah wants us to do the adl, to be fair and just. That means we do not act to others according to the way we think or feel, but they have rights, we give it. Al-ihsan, when we give and when we do the best that we can. Not what we can, the best that we can. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And that means you kindly treat the qurba. And we found out how many kind they are. And يَأْتِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, it means be proactive. Don't wait, they be kind to you so you can be kind to them. Because who can come and say all my relatives and all my neighbors, they are kind to me? No one. No one. But you have to be proactive. You take the initiative. Even in forgiving and forgetting, you have to take the initiative. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ. And we found out what is the fahsha. Fahsha, it is the forbidden or the wrongdoing that we kept doing it till we get to the point where it is what? It comes to be now a repeated habit. It turned out to be habit. And we end up right, turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right. When we found out the fahsha wal munkar, the act with envy and with the evil soul, like revenge, and others and others. Wa al munkar. Inna Allah yanhaakum an al fahsha wal munkar wal baghi. When al baghi, the act of rebellion. When you rebellion against any activity or any type of leadership that they are doing the right thing. Usually the act of rebellion, it comes from, there is a motive behind it. What is that motive? Ana khayrun mink, I am better than you. Why should I listen to you? And I explained by a little bit detail last week about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved this problem, the leadership problem, and even in building the political system. That is the foundation in doing it, what I talked about last khutbah. It was the explanation how the harmony can be built it, even in the political system, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selected the leader. He says, يَهِبُ الْمُلْكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who will appoint. So what you want, what my energy is supposed to do, instead of discredit or fight or to oppose the leader, do what? وَتَعَوَانُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate with each other. Because if he will not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, وَيَنْزَعَ الْمُلْكُ مِمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. You will find the reason to take him. That's a big issue. I'm not going to sum it, or I'm going to put it in a nutshell, because there is a validation and there is an invalid. Sometimes the act of objection, it can be valid and sometimes it can be not. If any leader in any field, his job is to promote good and fight evil. If he betray that part and betraying others, there are other elements involved. In this case, we have to question that leader. We have to put him on trial him. And let him come up with explanation. And if there is a wrongdoing, he's going to have to pay for it. We are not caring here, using the religion to create another deity to be worshipped, or to be creating another god to give them power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them. But what I want to do now, and that's probably going to take a few weeks, is I'm going to take the first element, because that's going to be the whole sum of the relationship of the family. Every one of those six elements, inshallah, it will be a subject of more than one khutbah, till we find out. Remember, these are the seeds that you're supposed to be giving the new generation. And these are the seeds that you're supposed to have it in your heart when you are dealing with your spouse and with others. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. So the first element, which is al-adl, probably going to take till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want at least, I mean it, at least a year. If that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want and want it to be, just إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, probably going to take a year. Because that means we're going to have to learn how to apply the adl in all kind of interaction we do in our life. Today I will start with the first one, which is how to be fair or how to be just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or by another word, I want to put it with another term. When your child come and ask you, who is Allah, what you going to tell them? Do you, your spouse, and your children having a common understanding about what I call the minimum amount of knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you all have the same thing, or you don't? If you don't, that's a good time to start to know and to apply. The minimum amount of knowledge that we need to know in this area, there are three things. Number one, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How He is defined. Number two, what is His rights? Does Allah have rights or He doesn't have rights? Number three, how to deal with them. The act of dealing. In the history of the mankind, whatever philosophy that it used, whatever, but mainly, subhanAllah, the human being conclusion, it comes to the same thing all the time, regardless. The concept of sacrifice. The more you sacrifice, you give gods, the more gods will be pleased with you. The same way that you deal with other human being or other creatures. But you need to know the actual rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through the message and the messengers, how to communicate with them and how to deal with them. So these are three major aspects that we're going to have to deal with. The first, assume your child came and asked you, well, who is God and what is God? What is it, the answer? Very much, I'm going to give the perspectives that it came, inshallah, in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and concur with all the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme being, the only supreme being, that He created everything, control everything, own everything, provide for everything, give life and death. These are the roots, the five major attributes you must have and understand clearly. He is a supreme being, the only supreme being that created everything and own everything and provide for everything and control everything and give life and death. I'm going to go very quickly, inshallah, about what did those mean. The supreme being, and I didn't say entity. Entity, the translation and the Arabic for it is the word shay', You will see it in the Quran. وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَيُقَدِّسْ لَهُ. Or you're going to see in the Quran, there is وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. That means my mercy conclude everything. Thing means a subject to the law of a change. Subject of the law of a change. Young, old. Healthy, sick. Change or anything move between the laws of contradiction, things contradicting each other, and he can be this or can be that, that's a shay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not shay. So Allah is the one who created the law, the natural law, but the natural law does not apply to him. Life and death is a natural law, but it does not apply to him. So the first create, that means he's the one who create everything. You need to know that create, that means find from in vain, from nothing, from abstract. He make existent from abstract. So that mean in the answer, every and anything exist, you know or you don't know, created, that mean Allah created from nothing. Allah khaliq. And the second thing that you need to know and to enforce in your home, that Allah is the Malik, the owner. If the khaliq can be one thing and the owner can be another, oh yes, definitely. Definitely. The khaliq, let me take your car. Who is the one who made your car? Not you. The company made your car. But the minute that it came out of the assembly line, it went to somebody else. He's the Malik. Either the dealer, and after that ended up with you. Today, can anybody in the dealer manage the affair of this car? No. The Malik is the only who can. Can the company itself have anything to say about this car? What you want to do with it, when you drive it, when you don't, you leave it, you sell it, you keep it? No. So, you have the creator, the one who found. But the Malik, the owner, is the one who had the right to manage. And the one who had the right to manage, irhamkumullah, can be one of two kinds. Can be the Malik, can be by authentication. I went to the dealer and I bought the car and I have the certificate. I went to the motor vehicle administration and they give me a registration and everything legal and fine. Assalamu alaikum, I'm managing, I'm legal. And also I can be Malik, and that it called al-Mu'tasib. The one who would use the force to obtain. I can steal the car. I'm going to run the car and I'm going to drive the car and I'm going to put the gas and, but I am outside the law. So the Malik can be two kind. Right? Who going to settle that? Who going to settle this argument? What is the authentication and what is the not the authentication? The one who going to settle the argument, because that's going to build in things after that coming, inshallah ta'ala, the one who built it is the word Khaliq. The one who had the right, because he found it, and no one else found, he is the one who had the right to manage it. Why your child obey you and he does not obey the one next door? Maybe he is more educated than you, and more powerful than you, and more smarter than you, and more wiser than you. But why you are authenticated, you're a child, to obey you, not to obey him? Because you are a part of the founding process. So the authentication here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, because that's going to come to another definitions inshallah, the concept here is this: Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malik, the meaning that the one who has the right and the legitimate right to manage, the controller, which is, I said, the controller. Controller, that means nothing happened to this creation without his will. And we need to know that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is two kind. The will of Allah, two kind. We have one kind, it's called al-irada al-kawniyya. Al-irada al-kawniyya, that means the law that manage, or the tools, or the things that it happen, and it manage affairs of the universe. Irada kawniyya. And there is also al-irada al-shar'iyya. Al-shar'iyya is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in al-irada al-kawniyya, that does not mean Allah like it. When somebody go and kill somebody, go and steal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have paralyzed you before you do either. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed, كَذَلِكْ نُوَلِّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, to provide the evidence for your wrongdoing and your wrong motive. And in others, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, one who knows what is right and deliberately going the other way. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about it? Till we get to this ayah, I'm not saying the whole entire ayah, but I'm driving to a certain point. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. If you insist, I'll let you do it. You know what the Allah wants. You know what the messenger wants. You know how the mu'mineen doing, and you want to go another way. I'm not going to send you an angel to stop you. That's your decision, by your, that's you gonna carry the result. That's the irada kawniyya, if it happened or it doesn't happen. But the irada shar'iyya, the legislative one, is what Allah wants you to do. And when you do it, He will be pleased with you. And from this irada shar'iyya, it came the messenger and the messages, and the messages itself, like the Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam and the teaching of Sayyidina Musa and so on, to tell you what is right and what is wrong, what to do and what is not. But you need to know, innama amruhu iza arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. You need to know and to understand Allah, all He, by His mighty, He only say be it and it is done. That's the cause of things to happen, His will. So never being under the impression anything in that universe is going against His will, or anything defying His will, or anything can challenge His will, or can delay His will, or can stop His will. You need to understand that, and you need to teach others that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the controller, the provider. You need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides you, for you. But the law of providing has a law. The law itself has a certain requirement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing for you, He said, I want you to take the means. You are not going to sit down in your home and have a home delivery food. You're going to have the ingredient, you're going to have to go to the farm, and you're going to have to land, and you're going to have to to do the irrigation, and you're going to have to do this, and you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do the trade to get the ingredient. You're going to have to cook the ingredient if you want to eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to take the means of accomplishing thing. But Allah is the provider. So that's one aspect we need to know about provider. The second, or actually supposed to be the one, make no mistake about it. Please make no mistake about it. Nothing happening to you in any given time happening by coincidence. It doesn't matter how you see it, good or bad. But it's meant to be. It meant to be. Why? Because Allah, as a provider, He is giving you in any given second, the combination that you need. If you know how to identify it and how to use it, you qualify to His mercy. And this combination, what He is giving you now, maybe it's not the best thing next hour, or it was not no good hour before. For imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for any given second, He is giving you a combination of health, money, power, relationship, whatever that is, Allah giving you in any given second. What if you know how to identify and to use, you qualify to His mercy. So providing is not only food or money, but if you know, and this combination, it changes you from one second to another. Because what you face and what you need at night is different from what you need in the morning. What you need when you ate is different from what you need when you are hungry. So you need to know what Allah giving you at any given time, and you need to know how to use it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you really understand that principle and you feel it, you will never ever worry about what's in other people's hand. Allah has His own way of managing, and He is the provider. You have somebody like Bill Gates. The man, his income in one day is more than an income of a country. His income in one single day is more than the income of a lot of countries. They have a flag, and they have a president and parliament, and they have everything. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't worry about what's in other people's hand. You worry about what's in your hand and how you use that to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you have what? The creator, the owner, the provider, the controller, the one who gives life and gives death. No one can give life and no one can give death other than Allah. We know it, but do we feel it? The challenge is not to know it. Because if you don't know that Allah is the only one who gives life and death, you don't have a problem, really. Bless you. You are cool. Go for it. You don't have anything to worry about. We all, by instinct, by what we see around us, by what's happening in our life, there is only one give a life and give a death. And He gave the life and death, not by our permission, not according to our desire, not by agreement, not by negotiation, nothing. When you base your relationship with the one who's going to give life and death, it is the relation between 0 and 100. One got everything and one have nothing. Some people can, when in the provider, because you take the means, some they can claim it to themselves. I worked hard, I studied hard, I have money. Even that's wrong, but at least there is something there. But when it comes to life and death, you know, it is a 0 to 100. If the relationship is 0 to 100, one had nothing, is subject, in a complete state of submission, and another one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who in total command. Don't ever forget for a second. Don't let yourself forget the feeling. Train your soul to feel that concept. The concept that Allah in total control over you in life and death 24/7. And there is, He gonna take you when He wants, not when you want. With no permission, with no introductions. And maybe 2 weeks ago I told you about the incidents that it happened about going for a funeral, and the funeral turned out to be another funeral. Subhanallah. Up to this second, I am willing to do whatever, just to know that the guy who was going to pay his respect for the dead person, what was in his mind. That's no different from what's in your mind and mine. Healthy, nothing. There's nothing in there to say that that man is never going to be alive for next hour. Nothing. And that's exactly what you're supposed to have. Now, the question and the challenge that you have or I have, if we have that feeling, is that going to paralyze us or going to motivate us? First of all, if you have that feeling, you have that concept to move from your mind to your feeling, there is no such a thing called a word hypocrisy. There is no such a thing called shirk. And there is no such a thing called a kufr. And also there is no such a thing called a deity worshiper. Tawahid. Because you know, 0 to 100. Why? You will reject to submit to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You, by your nature, will reject to submit to obey other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you accept those. So, this is the first thing in the first category and the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I supposed to know. And we supposed to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm very quickly, inshaAllah, add one more. لَيْسَ كَمِسْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. None in your imagination, none your faculty, none of your senses can identify Him. And I'm going to talk about how to identify Him later. But you need to know that. The trap that the human being all the time fall in is this. When you know something exists, but you cannot physically identify, you try to imagine it. And you try to make an image for it. When I say the word angel, when it comes to the mind, light background, a toddler body or a woman body, wings. Analyze the picture. Light, safe and pure. Toddler body or a woman body, loving and peaceful. Wings, we know that they are in heaven. And the only thing we see flying is what? The birds. And how the birds fly? They got a wing. So the angel got to have wings. But who said this is how the angel looked like? When I say the word devil, when it comes to your mind, red color, skinny body with tail, horns, and a spear in his hand. Analyze the picture. Red is what? Fire. Very damaging to the human being. A skinny body would mean what? Somebody can run and maneuver and you cannot catch him. Horn, dangerous animal. Spear, tool of war, tool of harm. He can reach you from a distance. Who said this is how the devil look like? The human being imagination. And maybe from there you can see how the human being digressed and started to build statues. We will find out how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what we need to know about Him in this. So we need to know لَيْتَ كَمِسْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, none like unto Him. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and peace. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and give us the peace and tranquility. Forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings. And bless our gathering, inshallah. Inna alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله واشهد انه قد بلغ الرساله وادى الامانه ونصح الامه وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى اتاه الله اليقين. So now we know, I'm going to try to sum it inshallah, the constitution, the law that control your home, the Muslim home, is Surah 90 and Ayah 90 and Surah An-Nahl. Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adl wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaru. That is the law. Your life, mine, your wife, your husband, your children revolve around that. Your job is to do the training and education and a good example of how this is going to be applied. Three things to do and three things not to do. The first thing, which is إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah is ordering by justice. And justice, that's what we are talking about. That means give everybody his right according to the Quran and Sunnah. And the first here is what? We're going to give Allah his right. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing we need to know, there are three things that we need to know. That's a minimum requirement. Or by another word, there is, you know, I'm not trying to be tough here. Because I got a lot more, maybe if somebody with a problem, it's going to be me among the years. But you got a problem. Wallahi la tus'al ukafa bil mar'i ithman an ya'ul an yadhi'a man ya'ul. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, no sin is bigger than that you waste or you let your whomever you're supposed to support or you take care of go stray. The issue here is that there are a minimum requirement of knowledge. You have to insist. You have to make sure that all members of your family know it. And they know how to apply it. You are not going to make them apply because that's not your job. But your job is to make it available to them. Your job is to train them how to do it, to motivate them how to do it. And I said, the first thing about Allah, these three things, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you need to know also what Allah writes, because that's what you're going to try to do, to give him his rights. And what are the rules of communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are unnegotiable. There is no way that anything will be done without having those three sink in. And I talked about, I am still in the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what we need to know about Him. I said there are at least, we need after the definition, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme being, the supreme entity that we need to know. Allah has so many, but we need the five major ones that things started to root from them. After that, Allah is the Khaliq, the creator. Allah is the Malik, the owner. Allah is the provider. Allah is the controller. Allah is the one who gave life and death. No compromise on those five. You and your household must know them the way they're supposed to. So we have a big job. And this is the second element in definition of that supreme being, laysa kamislihi shay. That means do not allow yourself or allow or help anybody to use his imagination to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will find out later how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to know him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will introduce himself to us through his creation and through his messengers and messages and through his attributes. And every one of those, it will be, inshallah, a subject of a khutbah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will and want. But we need to know these two. Please, if you have a family, go tonight. Get your family around you and start to give them this information. Because you will be asked about it. If it is, raising a family is not providing the best food and the best shelter and the best clothing and the best television and the best education. Building a family, that means creating an environment where every human being will have the right and have the opportunity to have his or her conscience develop right and practice it right. Have the conscience develop right and whatever consequences out of that. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Quran and teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace. And inshallah, the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihun. Ibadallah, inna allaha ya'mur bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Uzkuru Allah yazkurkum wa la dhikru Allah akbar wallahu ya'lam ma tasna'un wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, shada la ilaha illallah.